Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
It's my perfect offseason.
I'm so excited.
I'm trading Derek Hall to the Washington Nationals for Hunter Harvey.
That's such a perfect start.
Obviously, we're getting Derek Hall out of here. I can't deal with the nonsense.
So you don't have to deal with yeah, it's great. It's good work by you.
First move is trading Derek Hall to the Nationals. They can replace Luke Voit or whatever with Derek Hall, and he can go hit 25 meaningless home runs down in Washington, and we don't have to deal with the nonsense of him playing first base. This is perfect.
He'll be a superstar there. You know that, right? Like Joey Manessis and him will take over.
I just want to lay the groundwork, James. I took a lot of chances on former failed prospects of my.
I like that.
I strictly made moves.
You're trying to win the World Series.
Strictly for 2015 fantasy baseball players. That's what my perfect offseason was. So obviously my first move is getting Derek Hall out of here so that I can bring Hunter Harvey in and he can find his groove in Philadelphia. So the ace that I am trading for, and I would just, it would mean a lot to me to be able to bring this home. A mere 16 years after they made a trade very similar in 2000. I'm lying. This was 2009. I am trading for Shane Bieber. There it is.
I knew it. I knew it. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of myself right now. This is like a really big moment for me.
So
everyone can see it. I said Shane Bieber. Thank you very much.
The ace that I'm trading for is Shane Bieber.
I put together my own Shane Bieber trade, which probably would have been way less than it would have cost. But I knew you were going to do Shane Bieber, and that's why I didn't do it. So I knew that.
So he has a year of control after this year. So he has two full years left. I know they're not going to pay him. He's came off pitching 200 innings at an ERA of 2.88. Like I know his fastball velocity isn't like insane. I get it. But dude, the guy can pitch. The guy knows how to pitch. Him and Nolan and Ranger in the same lineup would just be pitching like Nirvana. And then we let Wheeler throw 99 at the top of it. It's the right time to make the deal and to make the trade happen. I am trading Mick Abel, Johan Rojas, and Ethan Wilson. So Ethan, I still believe in, but like did not hit well last year. But he's an outfield prospect, former second round pick, that good pedigree. The Guardians could use him. Rojas, same kind of thing. He's blocked. Plus they drafted Justin Crawford. And Amarian Boyd's the guy they drafted, who I think is going to be possibly better than Justin Crawford.
Wow.
And Mick Abel, I love. Like, I can't just sit here and think like I've given up on Mick Abel as like my guy. But like, it's so unrealistic in my head that like Abel, McGarry, and Painter come up and it's like, oh, we have the 90s brace. So I'm moving them. And it's the right offseason to do it. I think that gets you close. And they get a chance at another ace to pair with like Gavin Williams, who's coming up in the next couple of years, McKenzie. Mick Abel, like it's just a Guardians move. That's what they do. So it's a lot like the Cliff Lee trade, where it was like Carrasco and like Carrasco and Abel are very comparable. Ultimately, like they didn't get the best return out of it, but whatever. I'm going and getting Shane Bieber, and I think that's the first two, Abel and Rojas, puts you in the ballpark.
Yeah, it might need a little more than that. So, but yeah. If you're trading Abel, I think that's at least the ballpark for sure. I love Bieber.
I am signing Trey Turner for
we're on the same. Yes.
For 7 years, $230 million. I go the extra year just to make sure I get it done. I think they want to sign him for $200 million-ish, but I give him $230 million and make everyone happy and whatnot. So everything else remains the same in my perfect offseason, except the only thing. So this is my second alternate universe, and I can't tell which I like more.
Mm-hmm.
In my second alternate universe, I am signing Carlos Correa and Carlos Rodon. So I only lose one qualifying offer pick. I only lose because Correa doesn't cost one.
I love that.
And dude, like, why are I can't believe that it's not even like being talked about as like Correa's possibility here. He's the youngest. He's the best defender. He's had huge postseason moments. He bet at 291 last year. Like, he's always good and would not cost you a pick to draft to sign
him. He's a Boris guy too. I mean, we got so many connections to Boris here. I know Xander is too, but I mean, still.
Yeah, it's shocking to me that there hasn't been more of like a link between the Phillies and Correa. Maybe it's just like they're being quiet about it because it just makes too much sense. So I'm signing him. And dude, like, I couldn't love Carlos Rodon more. Like, I think that so Dombrowski is an old school executive where he likes stars, but he also likes aces. And I just have a feeling he comes out of this offseason with another ace, whether it's Rodon, who they've been linked to, or whether it's a trade for one of those ace pitchers out there. I mean, Bieber, Glasnow could be available. There's another one that I was thinking of that I forget.
I mean, look,
right
with
now.
The Brewers, you never know. I mean,
oh yeah, Burns and
like Burns
or Woodruff.
That's what I'm saying. Burns, that's what I mean. Burns, are, you never know. Like, the Brewers are kind of a weird organization like that.
So like, I just have this feeling in my gut that he's going to go and get one of those guys.
Glasnow, interesting too, cause he's got a $30 million deal, but it's five this first year and then 25 the second year, which is interesting.
And you know, they're not paying that at all. Like,
right. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I if I was setting like FanDuel odds on the Phillies walking out of this postseason or walking out of this offseason with like one of the star shortstops and an ace level starter, I think it's like -120.
Wow.
Right? Like, I think
for what it's worth. That's why I did it the way I did it, even though I went shot the highest. It was like, I feel like they're getting an ace and I feel like they're getting a shortstop. And these are the two I want, so I'm going for it.
Yeah. So If I told you you're getting Correa, Rodon, or Turner and Bieber, what would you rather have?
Turner and Bieber.
Interesting. All right.
I would.
Either way, we are parading down Broad Street. All right.
I think Rodon is probably better than Bieber, but they're really close. But I definitely think Turner is better than Correa. And I get it. Correa is, again, he's my second, but that's why I would go with Turner and Bieber.
So now that the Derek Hall trade's out of the way, we can move on to the rest of the perfect offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving 2 years, $18 million to Ross Stripling. And just
we're both there. So is it Stripling or Stripling? I thought it was Stripling.
I'm 99% sure it's Stripling. Okay. But
I trust you in these spots.
So I'm giving 2 years, $18 million to Stripling. If it goes to 20, whatever.
Look at us. This is great.
Well, we were this way with Knable last year, yeah. Which is not the greatest sign. So, but I think they need someone that's going to take down some innings. You know, and I think Stripling is just a guy that's going to like pitch to a 3-5. And maybe it's because he always pitches well against the Phillies. Like, that's why I wanted to sign him. But Wheeler, Bieber, Nola, Ranger, Painter, Stripling is like a really solid rotation that you can mix and match with. I also wouldn't hate to bring Thor back for, you know, small money. And I would not hate signing Waka either as like a
Waka's on my list. So I had Waka and Smiley as the last two guys on my list.
Oh, right? Drew.
And he's
you
good
squint,
in Chicago.
You see Cliff Lee.
Yeah. I had those are the last two I had on my list. Yeah, it's so funny. We're here. That's good. I don't need to share. But yeah, I had the Waka and Smiley on my list too.
Nice. My lefty reliever to pair with Jose Alvarado is a 2-year, $18 million contract to Andrew Chafin. Bring me that guy.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Failed starter, was a lefty that just continues to put up number. Well, he is another, like, he was like bad 2 years ago and then all of a sudden, you know, figured it out. Seems like a good clubhouse guy. I'll take Andrew Chafin.
Love that you seems like a good clubhouse guy.
I don't know. He's got a mustache. I based it on like, he has a cool mustache. So
yes,
it has to be.
That is such great analysis by you.
How's that? And he wore he wore a failed starter shirt, so like seems like a funny guy.
He's self-deferential. That's good. I like that.
Which I'm always a fan of. I am giving 1 year, $5 million to Jimmy Nelson, of former Brewers fame, and again, 2014.
Oh my God, is he still around, Jimmy Nelson?
Dude,
I've owned that guy in fantasy many times.
Yeah, went to the Dodgers and was
he had arm things, right? Like some tough surgeries. And, yeah, exactly.
Never healthy, but do not care for this bullpen. never healthy. But he started to figure it out a little bit with the Dodgers. Yeah. His stuff is always there. And I'll just like, it's basically just upgrading the middle of my bullpen. I'll take Jimmy Nelson 100%.
I don't at all hate the idea of going after failed high-end prospect starters as bullpen guys. I think that's a proven strategy.
Well, you're gonna love this one, pal.
Yeah.
He was designated for assignment, whatever, the other day. But I am not missing the Alex Reyes breakout.
No, I loved him too. Cardinals.
1 year, $2 million for Alex Reyes, whatever. Oh, I don't know what's going to cost, but I'm not letting another team sign Alex Reyes and figure him out. Like
he had some success in the bullpen too, like a moment. Yeah. He had a moment there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not care. Then
Alex Reyes, that's a good call by you. I'm in on Alex Reyes.
And then my final move is I'm giving like 1 year, $1.2 million to Robbie Grossman, just so that he can like play the outfield, be a good lefty bench off the bat. Bryce Harper like could be out till June. I've always liked Robbie Grossman, and I've always needed him to be a Philly. So I'm just like finishing that one out. So my and like this is just like on paper roster, obviously this get cuts down and whatnot. So JT and Stubbs at catcher, Reese I'm keeping at first base. Like I just think he's gonna be there.
Me too.
Dombrowski was pretty
Fold was like, too. They were both pretty strong about it.
Yeah. Although I'm not gonna say it didn't cross my mind of like how can I fit Bellinger into this?
Oh, dude! Oh, I thought about Bellinger too. I think he's gonna get more money than we would think though.
Probably
someone will give him double digits for a year.
Stott at second base, Turner at shortstop, Bohm at third base, outfielder Schwarber, Marsh, Cast, Veerling, Grossman, bench of Sosa and Maton. Starting staff of Wheeler, Bieber / Rodon, Nola, Ranger, Painter, Stripling.
I mean, that's so sick, dude. Sorry, just stop talking. Like, that's especially when Painter finally comes up, and if Painter can hit the ground running, and again, he's young and all that. But I mean, the talent is so clear. I mean, dude, Wheeler, Rodon, Nola, Ranger, Painter, buddy.
2014 Tigers. That's what we're building.
Five
Cy Young winners. Bleep it. Five Cy Young winners. Do not care. And then bullpen of, Sir Anthony Alvarado, Bilotti,
and the 2015 Brogdon, fantasy team. Jack's 2015 fantasy.
Andrew Chafin, Hunter Harvey, Jimmy Nelson, Alex Reyes. Sam Coonrod and Griff McGarry somehow figures his way into there as well. That's my perfect offseason.
This is great. This is a lot of fun. I thought, you know, as expected, I think we nailed it, especially me spending a lot of money, you know,
and unrealistic trades. Yes.
Spend, John. Yeah. The trades are a little unrealistic. I'll admit it. But the point being, I'm willing to trade both Rojas and McGarry to get relievers and add that. And that's the way I'm going to kind of get it under the barrel. But I like your idea of trading less to get some, or signing some of those reclamation guys too. There's so many of them. Yeah.
And
now we got just development guys. Now we just, you know, bust it out.
I mean, you have Brian Kaplan who, you know, like has like a sports performance thing down in Florida that works with a lot of these guys. I tried to, like, again, like I'm just pleading to Dave. I mean, 2 years ago it was Chase Anderson and Matt Moore. Last year it was Jerry Familia and Brad Hand, where it's like he just has to sign these two crappy players for no reason other than like, oh, these guys have pitched.
Oh, they were good. Before. I remember them. They were good 5 years ago. I was terrified when Familia would come in 2018.
We're trying to bully Dombrowski out of not doing that this year. Like, I know that Adam Ottavino is sitting right there. Like, I know these guys are just sitting there, and I know that you just are like, well, he was good. And I'm pleading. I mean, I'm pleading for him not to do that. I was actually looking at it before, and I was like, oh, these are such Dombrowski guys. Like, for example, I mean, Kimbrell's a free agent. Like,
I know Jansen, there's a ton of those guys.
Zach Britton, actually, who I like wouldn't hate. Adam Ottavino, like Archie Bradley, so many of them that are just sitting there, and I can just see him like, oh, this is gonna be my guy. Don't do it. We gave you the blueprint, only 2015 fantasy prospects. Please.